It is Sunday morning here on Robin Hood Radio, and that means in this hour we kick things off with none other than Willie Hallahan. Willie, of course, hosts the website Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall, and a very good morning it is. Sun's shining, and life is good.
It is. I wore my shorts out for the first time today because even though it was like 42 or 43, it's going to be around 70 today. So you know what? The shorts come out and the legs get unwhitened.
Yeah, are you one of those people that once you start wearing shorts, that's it for the season, not until October or whatever?
It's really close to that, yes.
Yeah, me too. Being a golfer, it's easy to do. Anyway, we got stuff going on to talk about. First, before I get to the calendar, there are two big raffles that have been ongoing, and they still are. One is the Brody Park raffle. They're raffling off a Cub Cadet utility vehicle. It's a big prize. And the Salisbury Rotary Club has initiated their $10,000 winner-take-all raffle that goes on for months. I talk about these raffles because the Brody Park raffle replaces their run around the lake that they canceled because of the pandemic. And the Salisbury Rotary raffle replaces their Kentucky Derby social. And by the way, Marshall, speaking of that, did you enjoy any success in the Derby?
Listen to this. Mike Kazi, who does our sports in the morning, he hit the trifecta exactly.
Did he really?
And if people were listening, they made some very good money. He hit the trifecta for the Kentucky Derby right on the nose.
Wow. What did that pay, do you know?
I'm almost afraid to ask. I'm sure he'll tell me on Monday because...
He'll ask you first if you took his advice. Well,
it was great. It was a great race to watch. If you know that the horse that took out, whenever you have a horse that can run wire to wire, that's a fun horse to watch.
Yeah. I don't know anything about horse racing, and I didn't watch it, but it is as much an athletic event as there is, and for any species, you know. And it's worth noting. Yesterday there was the Walk MS, multiple sclerosis, over in Poughkeepsie. It was a virtual event, as all of them are this year so far. And to talk about the day is almost irrelevant because when an event is turned virtual, it really doesn't matter where you do your walk or when because it's virtual. Nobody's gathering. And there are several MS walks around the tri-state area. But again, people who are engaged in this particular cause are just going to do their walk with their friends whenever they want, wherever they can. So it didn't really matter that it was yesterday. It can be ongoing. And of course, the important part is raising money for the cause, which in this case is the MS Society. And, you know, I hope that this past year, with everything turning virtual, it doesn't diminish the importance of that in-person event experience when we get back to the point when we can do it. Hopefully just the opposite will happen, and when we get back to being able to move around in groups, that everybody embraces that ability to gather, because it's the gathering part of a walk-a-thon that helps helps its success, because people are engaged, they're motivated, they inspire each other, and there's just nothing quite like it. That's been one of the downsides of virtual. Virtual events are very secondary value-wise to an in-person event. So, looking forward to getting back to normal. Today, the girls just want to run 5K road race. It kicks off at noon. That's down in Bantam, the Litchfield area. This is an all-woman race. It's been going on for years, and they raise money for scholarships locally. The Roger Plaskett Memorial Race will be held today at Foothills BMX. That's the bicycle racing facility in Torrington. This is their first race of the year. And that, too, starts at noon. Practice starts at 10. And the first 3D archery tournament of the season is going on today at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. Registration is any time between 7 and it starts at noon. So these are three events that are going on. They all start at noon. If you want to go watch them or participate, you can. With this, the archery tournament, if you miss it, if it's something you wanted to do but couldn't do it today, there are a couple more throughout the season. I'll have them on my calendar for sure. Now, moving on to next week, next Friday through Sunday, that's May 7th through 9th, is the Michael J. Fox Foundation Virtual Spring 5K, 10K, and Half Marathon. What they're doing, they're trying to make it as much like an in-person event as they can, but again, it's virtual, so participants run any of the three distances that they want and wherever they choose. And like a lot of walkathons or running events where you gather pledges from people to help support your walk, the Michael J. Fox event has a variety of prizes based on how much money you raise. You raise $100, you get a T-shirt. You raise $500, you get something else. Anyway, you can find a link for all that information at sportingacause.com. And the proceeds for this, of course, go to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Disease Research. Next Saturday, Project Playground is holding a cornhole tournament. This will be held at Brody Park in New Hartford. And this is a great story, Marshall. These people, it just goes to show you what a bunch of motivated people can accomplish. These people decided that they wanted to raise money for two playgrounds for two different grade schools in the New Hartford area. Their total cost is $160,000. So they started holding these events. I've had some of them on my website in the past. They had a canoe race fundraiser on the Farmington River one year. And last week or the week before, they had a rubber ducky race, you know, where you buy a little plastic duck and they race down the river. And next weekend, they're holding this cornhole tournament. They've already got 64 teams for this. They're definitely motivated, and they're also going to have raffles and silent auctions. But with all these events that they've put on, they've raised $150,000 of the $160,000. They're just like 10 grand short of their goal. So I'm sure they're going to come close to that with this cornhole tournament. And again, it's just a great story. When people get together for a common cause, they can accomplish darn near anything. That's a big nut to crack, $160,000. And it took them a couple years to do it, but they've done it. Good for them. Next Sunday, May 9th, the Great Falls Brewery in Canaan is sponsoring the Mother's Day 5K. It starts at the Town Hall in North Canaan, kicks off at 10 o'clock. And I noticed that they put out an appeal on Facebook for volunteers. And so if any of you have a time, you know, a couple hours you want to spend, you know, next Sunday, it's Mother's Day, but if you've got up early and made your mom breakfast in bed and still have some time, you can go down there and volunteer. I've been to a lot of 5Ks, you know, over the years, and to volunteer is very easy. It's not a long event. They typically kick off in the morning, 10, 9 o'clock, and by noon they're all done. And it's even quicker these days because there's not much in the way of gathering. It's not a lengthy awards ceremony or anything. So they need volunteers for things like handing out T-shirts when people get there or handing out water to the runners. And you're in and out in a couple hours. So if you're interested, you can email them at info@greatfallsbrews.com or just go to my website, Sporting a Cause, and find the information about the Mother's Day 5K, and you'll find that email address there. And that's pretty much it, Marshall. I got word from the Northwest Connecticut YMCA a few days ago that they've just announced their race series. Every year they do four races, usually start in May and run through the end of October. They're either 5Ks or 5 miles, and they all raise money for scholarships, I guess you call them, for families that can't afford the dues to join the Y, and so it helps out a lot of families. The races, the dates are tentative, but basically the first one is Run with the Animals over at Action Wildlife in Goshen. That's set for June 27th. The Canaan Railroad Days race is July 18th. The Highland Lake 5K over in Winsted is September 26th. And the Norbrook Farm 5K trail run is set for October 10th. Typically, that Norbrook race is the first one of the season. That's like May Day or the first week of May. But wisely, I think they postponed that because the ongoing uncertainty about the pandemic. I think they have a clearer idea now how the direction we're going, and smartly they put their first race at the end of the season. But those dates are tentative. I'll have them up on my website, and it's good to have those races back. They raise a lot of money for a good cause, and I think we'll see more of that as the season goes on.
Hey, we want to congratulate. I've been following the Hoosie golf team this season.
Yes, right? They're 6-0 now.
I mean, that's outstanding.
Yeah, you saw I put some couple pictures up on Facebook because they're playing in Canaan. That's their home course these days, and they were 4-0, and they took on both Wamogo and Gilbert, and they won. And Johnny Mack, he's great with kids. And John McGuire has been he's a Canaan boy. I've known him forever, and he was a consummate athlete and gentleman. His sportsmanship was always premier, and he knows kids, and he's had some great teams over the years as a basketball coach and a baseball coach and now a golf coach, and it looks like he's having one of those banner years, and I'm thrilled for him. Whenever they're around, I'll try to get down and take pictures or videos or whatever, because any kid who's in sports these days deserves to have some notoriety when you can manage it.
He's done a great job over the years with that golf team. He gets young kids in there and young students, and then he brings them up, and seems like every 2 or 3 years he has a couple of outstanding years once the golfers mature and everything like that. So he's doing a great job, but it's great to see them at 6-0.
Yeah, and they have a girl on the team. She's a Jackier. I can't remember her first name. And he thinks that maybe the first girl they've ever had on the golf team. So, that's impressive, too.
All right. So I just wanted to give that shout out to them.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for mentioning it. They deserve it.
And speaking of golf, I think you're probably heading out right now.
Yeah, pretty soon.
All right, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Marshall. Thanks. Have
Take
a good
care.
Week.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.